This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Your holiday was fantastic, and I hope that you're home now. If not, and you're in the Northeast, especially, or in the Northeast or Midwest, you might have trouble getting back. Hundreds of flights were canceled, and 14 million people under a blizzard warning as you dive right into it. Wind, rain, large stretches of the Midwest just pummeled on this whole travel Sunday. So Kansas City International Airport closed to flights on the airfield. No visibility, low visibility. Kansas governor issued a state of emergency, knew it was treacherous. So that was one of the places that we certainly saw. Cook County, Illinois, the number of people under blizzard warnings jumped from 8 million to 14 million. The National Weather Service office in Chicago said the worst will come late Sunday, and we saw that. So be careful out there. Nearly 20 million people under a high wind advisory, including the residents of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa. All my faves out there. Ooh, I was looking at pictures of Topeka, and it was nasty. I mean, absolutely nasty. And when you're talking about snowfalls of 6 to 10 inches and what could happen in the next 36 hours in parts of the Northeast, parts of New England, seeing snow, cities that are going to be impacted by this. I mean, it still is the final moments, really, of what is the holiday season for a lot of people, and Sunday is a very, very big travel day. So the headlines all over the place are screaming about millions of people under blizzard conditions. I mean, just absolutely terrible. Because so many were able to give thanks, I feel like we need to talk about the poor people of Paradise and other areas affected by the campfire. After 2.5 weeks of unprecedented destruction, the campfire in Northern California is 100% contained. 100% contained. But the death toll sits at 85. They found a couple more bodies in Paradise, another in a town just west of the Plumas National Forest, 100 miles north of Sacramento. This has been awful. And there still are some people missing. The fire started November 8th. It's destroyed 14,000 homes, 500-some businesses, just awful, awful, awful. 2,500 people are now accounted for. That's the good news. The number has shrunk of those that remain missing, but it still is hovering around 249 or so. It's down, though, from 1,000, which was very, very high. The sheriff's office has a public list of missing people, and they're offering to swab the cheeks of relatives in hopes of identifying those lost in the fire, which I think is great, because to know is better than to not know. And there's been rain, there was flood warnings, there was watches, that's all expired, thank goodness, because the concern would be for the land where it is and to have the mudslides, which are equally as bad, and we've seen people be trapped in those situations. We saw that in Montecito in the beginning of January. Wow. So we wind up the year with this giant campfire. We started off the year in Montecito with some terrible, terrible damage as well, and then people being buried under mountains of mud. Another thing that has happened over this holiday season is the U.S. closing a major San Diego port of entry because you have that caravan slamming into it, and they can't handle it. So U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed the road and the pedestrian bridges at the San Ysidro port of entry. That's the official name. If you don't know, and I used to live in California, I crossed that border, though, only once. One of the largest land border crossings between San Diego and Tijuana sits right there, and that's what it is. Remember, Central American migrants have been converging on Mexican borders the city's there for days trying to get into the United States. There's Mexican troops, there's protesters, there's all kinds of nastiness going on, from the tweets of the president to the Mexican officials as well. And crowds at San Ysidro are now about 500, they say, or so, starting to dwindle. It's men and women. A lot of children are in the middle of this. There was demonstrations, that kind of thing. The mayor of Tijuana even said on Sunday he wouldn't let the migrants' actions damage the city's relationship with the neighbors across the border. They know how important that is, obviously. So that's where we sit in that scenario. This is something we've been talking about for, you know, how long now, and now it just comes to fruition, I guess is the best way to say that. All right, in the meantime, as I'm kind of giving you the headers, we've now celebrated for a couple of days and a few things have happened. And I'll tell you what, this is pretty sad, too. I do know that you can certainly lose your temper, and sometimes it's for ridiculous reasons, but pretty horrible if you happen to witness this. An argument over the weekend, it was on Saturday, at a Florida Walmart garden center, ended when a guy pulled out a gun and shot the woman with him several times, right? So Carly Cronin, 30, died on a holiday weekend. What kind of a domestic argument is that? What kind of an idiot does that? Right there, whether arguing over what could that possibly be? So 55-year-old David Johnson was the suspect. He jumped on a bicycle and was caught at the couple's house nearby. He had a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was hospitalized. They don't think he's going to survive. So what prompted him to do that, to flip out and to go after his own girlfriend? It doesn't matter at this point. One other person was injured while trying to get away from the shooting. They were taken to the hospital. So I guess the upside of this is, the sad part is, the woman who loses her life. The reasons why that happened, who knows? And then the person who was injured, they're going to be okay. So instead of it becoming a shootout at the OK Corral, a.k.a. Walmart, this time around, that doesn't happen. And frankly, that's the good news. I mean, that's exactly what it is. So we start off the show talking about weather conditions. 4 million people under blizzard-like warnings and conditions. And then we segue into the campfire and the good news that it's 100% contained, yay. And the fact that they're swabbing people to try to identify relatives still, I think that's positive because you want to know. And then, you know, we talk about these situations at the border and just how awful that is, and the clash and shutting down the border and what that means, and the fact that you've got problems with unaccompanied immigrant children in U.S. custody, and the Health and Human Services is confirming that. When you say 14,000, I mean, how many of those kids get lost in the system? I mean, that is a record, insane number if we bring it back to that. They said they're trying to take the possible steps to protect the kids and get them in the right environments, but how do you're doing this in a fast way? How do you comfortably, confidently know? I would hate to be in that position, because that figure is a crazy figure. You've got lots of security of adults coming forward to take care of the kids, but you might have these exhaustive screenings of the adults, but some of them are undocumented themselves, and they're fearful of ICE obtaining any of their information. So it is just a complete circle jerk. That's what it is. Round and round we go in the same direction. I've said this a million times on this show. We've celebrated 10 years here on America Tonight. Woohoo! Thanks to all of you for all your support. But the same song with very little results is what we've constantly come back to on America Tonight. We've talked to lawyers. We've talked to people that came here legally. We've talked to people who have had problems at the border. I mean, we've done it all. I've traveled with the Border Patrol for a week, and I saw what that was like in El Paso and Juarez, and how dangerous it was, how sad it was, and how many people come across. And we're going to start 2019, and we're going to still be dealing with this very, very same problem. All right, hang on, and we're going to come back with the mailbag. Thanks to all of you on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, this is the time where we hear from you. Thanks to all the listeners of America Tonight. We're going to dive into our mailbag. And a quick reminder here right at the top, if you want to reach out and get in touch with me about the show or you want to talk about anything else, simply go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, fill in your email, etc., and just let it flow. Maybe I will finally get the best recipe I've ever had when it comes to pumpkin pie. I'm a good cook, not a good baker, because I can make cookies. I don't really make much of anything else. I really am being serious about this. I would love to make pumpkin pie in my spare time, and you all know how much spare time I have. All right, let's dive right into it. This one is from Big Al, and Big Al says, Kate Delaney, did you see that college football game? Let's bring some levity into all of this. I am a lifelong Aggie. I cannot believe the Aggies beat LSU. I can believe it, but it took 7 overtimes. That game was such a roller coaster, and I hope that those in Aggie land who are listening to your show got as much of a kick out of it as I did. I thought of you immediately at the end of that game. Yeah, the highest scoring game in FBS history. Kellen Mond's 2-point conversion gave him that win. And there was some crazy moments in that that. So the 2-point conversion to Kendrick Rogers was the deal. And watching that, I was like, wow, I think that LSU is going to win this. And then it went back and forth so much. And I looked at the highlights when at the Aggies got a 1-yard touchdown. They reclaimed the lead. LSU scoring to tie the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, I could go through all the plays because I was hooked in. I mean, what is going to be cool is to see what Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies get as far as a bowl game is concerned. I bet it's going to be pretty good. So thanks for that, and I'm glad you thought of me. It was a historic game, and it does take your mind off some of the other things that are happening out there. Let's move to this one. This one is from Kevin. Kate, I listen to the show all the time. 10 years. Wow, I had no idea. 10 years flies. I used to listen to you right when I got out of college, and I still listen to you today. You mentioned TuneIn Radio a lot of times because my schedule is kind of all over the map. I listen that way, and that seems to be one of the better ways for me to pay attention to what's happening. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll tell you what, that campfire really pulled at me because I knew people near that area. They were fine, but they were telling me about some of the horrific things that were happening and the stories, the sad stories of the people losing everything and so many of them being older and so many parents lost in that fire and grandparents lost in the fire. And wow, that's just way too many people to perish. And I can't believe that all those people couldn't get out and they couldn't help them. And it makes me incredibly, incredibly sad. I'm wondering if you could tell us how many people are still missing or roughly what they think. Great question. And I feel the same thing. I feel the same way you do. 2,500 people or so are now accounted for. That's the good news. I mentioned this before. About 249 or so are missing. And what they're doing is if you have relatives, they're swabbing your cheeks. If you're a relative, so that they can hopefully identify those lost in the fire, they've got a running list of missing people. I can't imagine anyone's holding out hope that they're going to be alive. But just knowing, finding them something, it's just terrible. So they've got dogs that are searching for bodies. The rain helped douse parts of the fire that made it easier because the fire is 100% out. And now some of the dogs, the cadaver dogs, can do that. I mean, too much rain can wash away remains or even bury them, but it doesn't seem like that's the case from what they're saying. CAL FIRE said they've got this under control, so that is the good news. It is. It's the good news for the people, but there's so much to have to rebuild and go through there. The people who have lost everything. But I guess, you know, if you get out of there and you're there with your life and you still have your family, I mean, that's the thing to look forward to, right? Absolutely. And then you just deal with the reality of it. All right, we move to this one from Jake. And Jake says, Kate, I haven't sent you an email in a long time. I apologize. I've been incredibly busy, but it will slow down now. And I'll be able to listen more that I am back working. So not to be distracted in saying that I can now pay attention to what's going on with the show. I'm wondering if you're still doing Nail the Score. So I apologize if this sounds disjointed. The answer to that is, I mean, yes, I don't apologize. I'm glad you're working. Yes, we're still doing Nail the Score. We do it Wednesday into Thursday. It's incredibly fun. Jake, call us. You send emails a lot of times, but call us in the middle of Nail the Score. It's in our first segment, last section, Wednesday into Thursday. You don't have to know anything about football. We need to add some levity to the discussion. Prizes are at stake, bragging rights. So all you have to do when I announce what the game of the week is, it's like circling numbers for bingo. Call in, tell me who you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score is going to be. And trust me, there's no science to this because the scores are all over the map. If we knew, all of us would say, look, we know. It's not that way. If I could guess the scores, really, would I be doing this? Would I be doing any of what I'm doing? The answer to that is no, 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 no. All right, how about this? Let's go to this one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, did you see this crazy deal, this new app is kind of like Vine videos and people are playing with it. TikTok. It's like the newest social network thing. My niece had it, and I was wondering if you knew anything about it. I guess it's been downloaded about 80 million times in the United States, and I don't know, 800 million. I saw some crazy figure in the paper the other day, according to some of this information that's out there. And the users share tiny videos of themselves dancing, lip syncing, doing something regular, cooking, whatever, and it's become a big sensation. I'm wondering if you use TikTok. I have not used TikTok. I guess they launched it in 2016, and it was downloaded more than Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and it is a very, very big app. And it, I guess the company behind the app shut down musical.ly, which was a short form video app, something like that. I know I read the story, but TikTok is a pretty successful social media app in the United States, and it is owned and operated by an Asian company. And when I got your email, because I read it earlier in the day, I went and looked at some of the videos, and the videos are pretty funny. And they are. They're just exactly like the videos are exactly like the Vine videos. It's just short and poof to the point. And I guess that's the idea, because, you know, we have this short attention span. So the whole idea is you don't bury us in these long, long videos. That's the thing. All right, we move to this. This one is from Kyle, and Kyle says, Kate, I listen to you all the time, however I can get it. I hear you talk about all kinds of things, business-related, sports-related, obviously politics and the frustrations with politics. But I have to say that I do enjoy my football occasionally, as you mentioned, and I loved that your Eagles came back and beat the Giants, by the way. Not that I would ever be rooting for them, but I was rooting this time around. And they beat the Giants 25-22 when Jake Elliott hit the game-winning field goal with 25 seconds, and I know you're into the whole kicker thing, so were you pretty excited when the Eagles beat the Giants? Well, that's an understatement. The Eagles are having a terrible season. Last year, all of you called me and sent me emails to say, yay, the underdog team finally wins. This year, different story, injuries, problems, they haven't been able to get it done at all. So, yeah, the Giants had their number. I mean, it looked like the Giants were going to win it in the last minutes. You know, the Eagles got themselves into position to make the kick, and Jake Elliott, it was just steady Eddie and nailed the field goal, and that was the difference maker. That's not the only team, too. The Seahawks had a last-moment field goal. Theirs was 31 yards, though, and they beat the Panthers. See, kickers matter. That's why you remember what I said about kickers. Kickers matter. I want a bumper sticker that says, kickers matter. You know what? Because by a foot, by an inch, it's a cinch, whatever they say. Whatever it takes. If you got to win that way, you win that way. So thanks for bringing that up. All right, here's one from, this one is from Mary. She lives in New England. Kate, I love that Sharon calls you from Maine. I'm a New Englander, too. I listen to the show. Sad what's happened to sea turtles up here. I know you saw that in the summer when you were down in Florida. Did you realize that we have a big problem in Cape Cod? I do. I saw that there were like 170-some sea turtles that died because of the cold, though. So this wasn't anything to do with algae bloom, polluted water, anything like that, but they say that they've recovered something like 227 cold stunned turtles, and only 54 of those lived. And how sad is that? They're trying to help them, and you know, they wash up and they get them. I mean, what are they going to do? Most sea turtles migrate between areas where they can find food and places where they can give birth. I mean, that's what they do. They go to warm waters. That's what the whole name of the game is. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. European Union leaders are backing a Brexit deal reached with UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Approval by the EU's 27 heads of state came at a Sunday Brussels summit, though it still needs to be approved by the British Parliament before the March deadline for the nation to leave the European Union, a move that was narrowly approved by British voters in 2016. The approval from the EU, though, spells out leaders want to keep relations with the UK as close as possible, while noting that countries outside the EU cannot have the same rights as those who are in it. The deal's unpopular with British lawmakers, but May and EU leaders are arguing it's the best they're going to get from this divorce. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The show, Joyce Lewis. She's written a fantastic book called Planting Seeds of Hope. Wait till you hear this woman's story. I'm telling you, I talked to her before we taped this interview and before we talked, and I just, wow, she blows me away with the kind of life that she has lived and the people that she's helped. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us on the air.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about where you came from and what happened in your life that changed everything. Because I think there's a lot of people and a lot of women, just but people in general, who feel kind of hopeless. They're in situations that they can't get out of, or they're afraid to get out of, and they feel stuck. What happened to you?
Well, I was in that situation. Unfortunately, for all of us, there doesn't any written instructions on how to raise children. We have to learn. And my parents went through the Depression, and they had their set of problems. And so it came from kind of a dysfunctional family to start with, where they, my dad was 18 when they got married and didn't really know about parenting. And my mother was very young too. And my father always wanted me to take care of my mother, you know, because he felt that she really, had gone through a lot in her life. She lost her parents at a very young age. So no one's fault that we go through dysfunction. It's just what it is. We have to learn and grow out of it. And so I went from that to teenage years and being no direction, no real set of goals or any prospect of anything other than just finding my way. It was like a maze, going through a maze, finding your way through. And even at a young age, at 8 years old, I was really going through that. So when I got to be a teenager and become very independent, because I really didn't have family structure, became like a wild child, kind of out there trying to find my way and struggling, and just met a man and thought that my life was going to change because he was had everything that I wanted in a husband. And we got married and had two children, and everything was wonderful. And but he came from a background of dysfunction himself, and so there were just a lot of issues. We were two dysfunctional parents ourselves in a way. We tried to be good parents. He was a very good provider, and we tried to do all the right things as parents, but we didn't really know. We were kind of going blind too. So after a long time, our communication totally broke down, and I really felt I needed help, so I went to therapy. Long story short, I wound up getting a divorce because my ex-husband really didn't want to go to therapy, and he thought I needed to go. So that was the whole thing. So then I left, had my own apartment, got my own apartment, and struggled for 2.5 years. And I just remember being in my apartment saying, there's just got to be a better way to live. And that was my statement to myself, just saying, there just has to be a better way to live. And sure enough, God was listening. So things started changing in a major way for me. I started going to church, and I was going to classes about what makes dysfunctional families? Why do we live this way? Why do we treat each other this way? It was just, it got to be such a desire for me, got to be the most important thing in my life to really find out how we can all in a relationship, how it works, and how I could change myself. I know I can't change others, but how could I change myself to be able to have a relationship, a close relationship? Because I never really had that. I never knew what that was. So in going through church, I found the first relationship that I had to really pay attention to is my relationship with Christ. To me, after going through years of church, realizing, and also therapy, realizing that was the most important thing I needed to do in my life. So after that, I was going to church and continuing, and I met my second husband, which changed everything. I mean, for me, I really hadn't committed my life to Christ yet. I mean, I was still skating on, going to church and trying to be good and all those things. But when I met him, he and I had both gone through dysfunctional families, and we didn't want to be a dysfunctional family anymore. So we focused on the Lord and put the Lord at the center. He was starting a business at that time when he and I were dating, and he wanted me to help him. And so I was doing part-time work with him and setting up the business. And we got excited about the future of the business and just each other and planning the things we could do together. And I mean, it just snowballed into this relationship of friendship and eventually deep love and commitment and all the things that are right in a marriage. And so we, after much discussion in 2 years, we got married and we had a blended family that he had 3 children and I had 2. But this became the Lord just opened doors for us of incredible journey. He and I were able to travel with our business. Our business was successful, and the success of our business was truly on relationships with others. We learned what that was about, and we had a successful business that actually we had 4 times the income we started with. And so it was just an amazing journey. We traveled to Europe, and we were making other connections in our business and just had this wonderful romance doing it while we were doing it. And it was just like God just opened up this flood of opportunities for us to do these things. We wound up taking a trip to Israel with our church, which is a Crystal Cathedral. That's where we met. That's where we got married. And that's what we devoted our time to when we were in this, you know, back home. And our children benefited from that in a lot of ways, but also there was a lot of still dysfunctional situations going on in our family. Not, thank God, the majority of the kids were just wonderful, and we had a very good relationship. But there was still a lot of tension, and so we had to go through that, which was not easy. And so we had our problems, but we kept our faith at the center of everything, everything, our work, our relationship, our kids, and everything was about Christ. Everything was about being in a relationship with him and praying to him about all our fortune and all of it. So that's kind of where that was. I just felt I had a need to give back. To give back what Christ had given me internally, and I decided to do a ministry called was called Transitions. After we retired, well, even before we retired, I was also doing the same kind of self-esteem workshop with battered women in Irvine, California, that I started because I had just been connected with a lot of people that were still in abuse, and it hurt me to see that happening. And I just felt I could give back, you know, something that Christ had just put on my heart to address. This was, I felt, my purpose because of just everything that happened to me. So after I was at the shelter, where we were going to move to Boulder City, Las Vegas area. And so when we were going to move there, the women at the shelter said, you've got to promise that you'll continue doing this. It's so important. Women need this. We don't want to see you go, you know. And I mean, they were so insistent. So I decided to get recommendations from the counselors so that if I did find an opportunity in Las Vegas or Las Vegas area to do it, I had the recommendations from the counselors. And sure enough, I hadn't been in our new home more than 3 weeks. And at the church that we had decided to go to there, that was a big church, they had an altar call for women that are going through terrible abuse, and verbally and emotionally and physically. I mean, just bad abuse. So I started a ministry there through the church helping me and through all their guidance and classes that they gave me on leadership and all those things. And this is where I was really baptized and really became a full-fledged, I mean, a full-fledged believer in Jesus Christ. And watching those women as I was doing the class heal was the amazement. I mean, that I couldn't be more sure of his faithfulness, and I could never say that Jesus is not who he is. And this is my message in the book, and I talk about the classes I gave to the women, and then I have their testimony in the book that they talk about how they're healing and about how we put the Holy Spirit at the center of our class and how that just we blossomed. We were the caterpillars and then became the butterflies.
I love that. So planting seeds of hope. We want to continue this conversation. Can you hang through with us?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, and we'll continue this conversation again on America's Myth.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Lewis, she's written a book called Planting Seeds of Hope. And Joyce, you were telling us about the women that you got to know and how you got to help them and got so involved in the ministry. And the one thing that you weave throughout the book, and I love this, and you said in the beginning, is everything, even with your family, your blended family, and what you went through and the incredible life of abundance you have with your husband, that always God was in the center of it, right? And is that a deep part of this message in the book?
Absolutely. I dedicated the book to Christ. This is, I feel, Christ's book. I have not really gone out and tried to... I bought books to sell because I wanted to talk to people one-on-one about this book. But I have not went to any big organization to try and sell it, because I really feel that it's the Lord's book. So every opportunity here again that I've had is the Lord. I have other possibilities of radio interviews and things that are coming up. And what's amazing to me is the Lord makes things happen. I don't. And that's the way it was in our business, and that's the way it was in me growing. And it's because I said one thing, there has to be a better way to live. And he kept opening doors to and showed me that, the possibilities of life. And in fact, the whole thing in the Crystal Cathedral was about possibility thinking. So this is where my husband and I really learned that working together were the things that we could accomplish. And it was just through integrity and through honesty and through all those things that we fed into our business. So it was amazing to us that we became, and my husband, I have a whole chapter on him called The Story of Us, because he was my support and the love of my life. And if it wasn't for him, there would be no transitions or no ministry, because he's the one that encouraged me and kept me going. So, now he has Lewy body dementia. So, this has been a tough valley for me, but the Lord's carrying me again through this. And right now, I'm learning so much again, because it's the hardest time of my life, but yet I know that he's there with us. And, we've been married 30 years.
Wow.
We've been married 30 years. And, you know, I tell my husband every day that we'll never leave each other. We'll always be together. There's nothing that can tear our hearts away from each other. Nothing.
Wow.
And so we are planted with the Lord that tight. We're that tight with him. So I really feel that, you know, the relationship, when you talk religion, I talk relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship with Christ is the whole reason.
Joyce,
and my whole reason.
Let me ask you this question. So when people read the book, what do you hope they take away from it?
I just hope that they understand that I'm going to read scripture here. I hope they understand that there's scripture at Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope." And there's where planting seeds of hope. The whole book is about, I try and give hope to other people through Christ. And a future, he says in Jeremiah, God will have the last word and it will be good. And I believe that so strongly. And I believe in talking from my heart.
What do you say, Joyce, and this would be so powerful. What do you say when you first meet people, or I'm sure when you've met women in a prison system, et cetera, and they feel like they don't have hope and they're not believers? They're atheists or they're disillusioned. What do you say to them?
The thing that I think mostly, and with me too, I had to make a decision. I could stay in my situation, or I could try another way. So obviously their way wasn't working when they're in the prison system, because they wound up in the prison system. And why didn't it work? I asked them questions about, well, why didn't it work? What was, you know, your contribution? I mean, were you hanging out with the wrong people? Were you going down the wrong road? You know, I always tell the women in my group that you go down the same road and you fall in the same hole and you expect different results. That's not going to work. You know, it is a commitment. Christ is a commitment. I mean, it's not an easy road either, but much more safer and much more, to me, more realistic than what's happening in the world now.
Mm.
I mean, you see so much going on, and hatred and anger and frustration, and people overworked. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I just feel the Holy Spirit guides me still to this day about making good decisions. And that's crucial to me. And it doesn't work that I call, you know, on one foot in the dock and one in the boat when you go to church on Sunday and you really pray and you go through all these things. This ritual, I will say, you go through. But we have to get serious about our faith. And getting serious about your faith is you're all in. In other words, you're all in the boat. And Christ says to you, I will not leave you. And you've got to believe that. So when you're in the boat, the boat's rocking, you don't want to jump overboard. You want to stay in the boat and stay with him. Yeah, so that is the message.
Yes, so well said. So well said. We have a couple of minutes left and talking about planting seeds of hope. How come you named it Planting Seeds of Hope? I love that title.
Because I honestly feel that the Lord planted seeds of hope in my heart when I said to him, there's got to be a better way. And I, little seeds of hope started. I mean, he started with a mustard seed because it was just the beginning and it took a while. But those seeds grew. They grew in every way in my heart and growing constantly. And him opening doors of opportunity was the seeds growing. And now I was able to bear the fruit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was able to bear the fruit because I got to that point. But I had to grow and in that. But I never stopped believing. I never, ever stopped. Even in the hardest of hard times, I could tell you on and on things that had to happen to us. But never, ever in the hardest of times did we quit believing. So that is how then I, in turn, I feel, no, I didn't. Christ did plant seeds of hope in the women. I was the fruit for the women that he grew the plant. You know, he grew the branches. He gave me the fruit to be able to pass it on to other women.
Wow, that's such a beautiful sentiment. And I would imagine you've really touched the lives of countless, countless women. And this book can reach out for men and for women, by the way, Planting Seeds of Hope with Joyce Lewis. And Joyce, where can people find out more about you and where can they pick up your book?
Well, they can go to my website, and it's Planting Seeds of Hope, author Joyce M. Lewis, LEWIS.com.
Perfect. And we want to tell everyone to go there. And Joyce, too, just a quick update on your husband. You see your husband. I want everyone to know that story because you mentioned him and you mentioned the great life. But you see him all the time still. You go and see him, right?
And there's another thing that God did. He put him in a very, very good place. He's at the veterans home with it's 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So, and I did not, I wanted to take care of him, but, you know, God just said no. I mean, the doctor said no, and his daughter said no, and the son-in-law said no. So, he's at the veterans home, but I can see him as often as I can. I try and see him every other day. But, you know, God is providing again. I mean, I'm able to be there for him, and the neighbors and our friends have shown up and been so gracious. We had our 30th wedding anniversary at the veterans home. They're rated 5-star and just really outstanding, and the incredible people in Boulder City, and I talk about that in the book.
Wow.
Because,
wow.
I mean, we all need support, and
yes.
I was just luckily moved, I mean, blessed to move here to have all the support of a small town.
Yeah, and I think that's a good place to end, that I want people to be able to read your stories, and as Joyce said, there's plenty of places where you can pick up the book. Joyce, thanks so much, and thanks to everyone for listening to this verse of America Tonight.
Thank you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.